whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 358 on Saturday, April 27, 2024. Or if you're here in Aussie land, like I am, it is Sunday the 28th. Oh my goodness, how are we at the end of April? This is crazy. We have got, very excited, I have got, hang on, I've got to, I have got Chris.
She's over there somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, I moved everyone around, because I was like, I've got certain things that I wanted to do. So, Chris is joining me today. Fair is joining us, but in a non-live stream capacity. So she is here, and I think she is in the chat room. So I'm sending a little shout out to Fair. She has got some thoughts that we will go through because she was joining us this week. Just some tech issues, that's all. So she's not going to be, you're not going to hear her beautiful voice, but we have got thoughts that we will read from her, and she is in the chat room. So any extra thoughts, Chris and I will be reading from them anyway. So Fair, it's all good, we got you. Okay, so, but Chris and Fair, hang on, I've got to get my fingers right. Wrong hand, Leader. There we go. How's that? No. Trying to do things backwards. It's no good. Anyway, thank you both. Thank you both for joining us today. Hi, chat room. We've got Fair, we've got Chris, we've got Gulp Biggers here. Paraton's here. Hi, guys. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate that. It's lovely that you give some of your time to come hang out with Chris and I. So that's fantastic. We do greatly appreciate that. And lucky that you guys are here, because it's been a bit in production. Blizzard has caused a few issues for us over the past few months, correct, Chris? Is that probably the most polite way?
Oh, just one or two.
That we can say it is that, what is the road, the, what do they call it? The road, the roadway.
Well?
Sorry. Highway. That's a highway. with them putting out the what's coming, you know, what's, I can't think of what it's called, but you know where they've done, this is what's happening. Yeah. This is what's happening, this, etc. So we've been trying to work out when was the best time, and we had this planned for back in, I'm gonna say February, but at the very last minute both Chris and I got very sick and we had to cancel the show.
Yes.
And everything happened, so we're really happy to let you guys know that we are dropping the contest to honor Tiber today. Okay. So before I get into it, and I'm probably going to have to just jump across and manually send it out, because every time I've tried to do it automatically, it's not worked, and I've dropped it early, and it's just been a bit of a headache. So I'm going to do that in a minute. But what I wanted to let you know about, and then Chris can go into what the contest is while I'm dropping the actual contest onto the website and the banner, etc. So it's all a bit of a we've got to do this. But we are dropping a pacifist contest. Now, for Dragonflight, I wanted to let you know that Tiber actually had 5 max level pacifists in Dragonflight, which, again, he loved his pacifist. He was very much like fair. It was something that he loved to do. He, as much as he could, you know, supported and had a huge commitment to playing with doing the challenges, etc. He did love his pacifist. And I think from memory, Peaceable had been around for a couple of expansions. So that was his very first pacifist that he had leveled. And Peaceable was a Tauren paladin. He was the first one that he'd leveled for Dragonflight. I'm pretty sure also for Shadowlands. He also had leveled a Night Elf rogue called Peacenik. He'd leveled a Night Elf rogue called Sink, a gnome rogue called Sneaky, and his very last tune that got to max, which was, gonna try not to cry, that was right before he passed away, was a Tauren druid called Lantana. So, on that, we'd had the contest for 5 last year, which was obviously specifically Night Elf. That was the big thing that 5 was. So for this one, and even though Tiber played both Horde and Alliance, when I first met him, he was Horde. So it seemed fitting that we drop this contest. It's Horde, it's Tauren, and wrong side leader. And here's the banner. Alright, and as I said, this is in honor and tribute to Tiber. Okay? So I'm going to go and drop the stuff on the website. Chris, if you can take away and let everyone know of all the contest information, please. So bear with me. I'm here, but I'm just going to go and do the bits and pieces that need to be done. Okay?
Okay, guys. So this contest, obviously we had to go with the naming convention of Tiber. Is Tauren, aka, and I'm gonna butcher this, because how do you say the second word, Lita?
It's I did put the pronunciation. It's Tor-ah-hen. Tor-ah-hey. 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 Tor-ah-hey.
Since Chris does not have that kind of talent, we're gonna go Tauren, aka Tauren, when I say it. And it starts right now. Well, as soon as she drops it.
Yep.
So, contest will go from today through May 11th, 2024. It will be a pacifist-only challenge. It will be, start time is as soon as she drops it, and we will end 7 p.m.-ish Eastern time on May 11th. So, during our show, start at next week. So, you're going to want to make sure that you log out before the show starts on the 11th. It is a pacifist solo challenge. Please see the pacifist rules. We'll link them for you in chat, or you can find the information on wildchallenges.com. The race is only Tauren. classes, all classes are allowed except for Death Knights, so no DKs. All specs are allowed. All professions are allowed. Level, you can add your character anywhere from level 10 to 20, but you must have reached level 10 after the contest starts. You need to opt in for the contest by clicking the opt-in box. Very important. The region is US and EU regions. The prices are subject to change, but first place is 60-day game card. Second place are two pets from the Blizzard shop online. Third place is one pet from the Blizzard shop online. Our tiebreaker will be the milestone level reached first. So level 10, level 20, level 30, etc. Email addresses must be given in order to win the contest prizes, and all emails are purged once all prizes are distributed. The final prize allocations and all contest rules will be determined by Lita and myself. But again, it starts as soon as she drops it, and it will end on May 11th around 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. Dropped. So the banner is up on the website, which if you go to the homepage, there is a enter contest straight on the big banner on the front page. The banners scroll, so it's still got the banner. So the first banner will be the contest, then it goes Iron Man, Bloodthirsty, Pacifist, and that rotates. But on the very first one, which is the contest, there is a button, I've specifically put it, that's right in the middle of the screen that will click that and take you to the link that I've just put down, which is the contest page. That also gives you the standing, but there's also an add tune button there, or you can do it via the Pacifist. Now, if there's any hiccups, please let us know. In Discord is probably the easiest thing. Zaya is aware of the contest, so if there's any little hiccups, however, he he has got no power at the moment, so he just sent me through a message earlier, and he's coping with no power at the moment. So I think we can all feel for him. It's a horrible feeling when there is no power. Some people can get very zen, but I know I would probably slightly stress. But anyway, he said he's okay. He just might not make the show. So, and you know, I said to him, all good. Like, we just, as long as they're safe and all of that, which I'm guessing they probably are. It's just, you know, these things happen with power. So, so that's the main thing. So, certainly it's dropped. Go forth, make your torrent. So again, torrent only. You can choose any class except Death Knights, then they're not part of it. So if you want to go and make yourself a paladin, if you want to go and make yourself a druid, if you want to make yourself a rogue, whatever you want to do, we're giving you free range, because I know with torrent, and hang on, wrong hand. If you have a look at the banner, these are Tiber's tunes. So on the left, that's Lantana, and on the right, that's Peaceable. Okay, so as I said, this is a tribute to him. We do miss him very much, and he was a huge supporter of everything that we did, and I think he would be tickled pink. So, but I've got some more to go on that, but we'll talk about that in a minute. So, one of the things that I, Stir, good. Hey, look, because Fez not on voice. I think there is a, here we go, thank you. She was calling you out and throwing you a challenge, to make a rogue torrent. So, yeah.
Invisible.
I second that. Chris, are you thirding that?
Oh, heck yeah. Motion carries.
Motion carried. Stir. There we go. Anyway, welcome. Welcome. So the contest is dropped. So have fun. So we did have some tips from Fair as to the best way to start your PASI. We have talked to Fair many times over the years about pacifist things to do, you know, all of those things. So there is a lot of information if you want to look back at podcasts that we've done, chats that we've had with Fair. She is the pacifist queen for a reason. She loves her pacifists. There is, you know, she has so much information about how to get started. We know that Blizzard constantly loves to change things on us. Constantly. And things that we've got coming up, that world events, you know, we've got all of those kinds of things. Quest changes that happen within the game are a constant, and things that we need to be aware of, etc. But starting a pacifist is, you know, you've just start off slow is probably the best way. If you've never played a pacifist, my suggestion, don't go gung-ho, just tread warily until you get the feel for it, because there is a particular feel for it, because you're not killing anything. You're right. Did you sneeze?
Yeah, it's like, is that a critter? Oh my god, go away, critter, go away!
It becomes... The first time I tried, and Chris, you could probably state your own experience. The first time I tried pacifist, because I will admit, I did go poof poof, pacifist. Why would you not want to kill anything? It's just such a foreign concept. And Fair brought me in, and it's probably one of my most favorite things to do, challenge-wise, is to play a pacifist. It is, once I got into the groove for it, it was so zen and so chill. Yes, there are times when you're like, oh my god, but it just, it felt very comfortable, and I will be the first to admit that Fair was right, 100%, love a pacifist, absolutely. So yes, I have fully been converted. Chris, what were you like when you played your first pacifist tune called Pacifist?
Oh my god, yeah, because so my very first pacifist maxed out at 120. So I 1,000,000% equate playing pacifist with this raw gut, scared, panicky little pit in the bottom of my stomach that, you know, somebody's gonna do something around me that is, you know, I still have this horrible memory, and I have a horrible memory of P playing an iron and someone chain pulling near him.
Yep.
And he was in the troll village in Hinterlands, Subwatha, I think it is. That like mini layered troll city. Yep. And he pulled close enough that P died on the other side of a wall. And it was so ingrained in me that that's my feeling when I'm on my passy, because it's not me I'm super worried about, it's everybody else around me. But it is addictive. It is so fun. It is, to me, the absolute best challenge, because I played I do remember it, P. I played a Tauren druid in Kata, who I thought, let me see if I can just level doing nothing but mining and weeding. And that's how I leveled her.
Yeah.
She turned into a PvP tune, but that's something else. but it was, can I do this? Which was like before I ever knew what a challenge tune was.
Yeah.
And so I have always, always absolutely loved that way of doing things. Like I have a tune named Archaeologist now, who does nothing but level through archaeology.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. Pacifist is, I absolutely adore it, and I think Tiber would just be absolutely thrilled at our tribute to him and get such a kick out of it that Tauren, aka Tauren, is Tiber, aka Tiber.
Exactly. There was no way we could not call the contest something akin to something aka, because we all know that was Tiber's call every single time. It was Tiber, aka, and Stone did it the best, and I didn't even think about capturing that and just being like having that, because he would always do it with that Tiber, aka, and then that deep kind of guttural of Tiber.
Tiber.
It was fantastic. Mrs. Rockguru, thank you very much for the sub 55 months. Wow, thank you. And Chris, sorry, I forgot to mention yours again.
Woman, I did it before we even went live.
I know, and it was like one of the first things. 68 months for you. My God, we have known each other quite some time.
How old is dirt?
Exactly. Thank you very much for the subs. It is greatly appreciated. All of that contributes to paying for the website. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's get back to about the PASI.
Super fast. MRG PASI contest in honor of Tiber. Go.
Right here, website is up. All the information is under contests on the website. Actually, I didn't think about doing this. Here we go. There's the link. So again, it's Tauren only. Anything other than Death Knights for class. Race is Tauren. PASI, we're allowing all professions, specs. So just go have fun with it. That is the main thing. Yes, PASI contest, exactly. It was, I think he'd be extremely happy. And as we said, he had 5 max level PASIs. That's all he leveled in Dragonflight. So he hadn't leveled his, I'm pretty sure he had a iron and a working man. Not sure if he lost them, but he had leveled all his PASIs in Dragonflight, which is, again, an awesome achievement. So the 2 cows are his. Lantana is the girl. She's a druid. And Peaceable, that one, is his first ever pacifist tune that got to max level over multiple expansions. And that was a paladin. So if that gives you some inspiration, go forth, have fun. I have not decided what I'm going to do yet. We might chat about that in a bit. But first, Do you want to read Fair's thoughts on tips? We called this How to Passy Tips from Fair.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Okay, so this is from Miss Fair. We asked her what's the best way to start your passy. And she said, well, specifically for Torrens, you need to get out of the starting zone since the quest chain involves killing things. I just take the road out of town and kind of jump down a small cliff into mobs, but I didn't see any safer option. Just keep running. Weapon was unequipped and no spells on the action bars to start with. Let me just add to what Fair is saying really quick. I have made a few Torrens in my time. Okay, a lot. There's actually a path out of the starting zone.
There is now.
If you go all the way to the north and follow it around, there's a path down the back side of the mountain. It's a little hill that goes down. So you don't actually have to jump out of the starting area. You can just take a tour down that path. No, Fair, literally, my first ever tune ever in this game in vanilla was a Torrens. So, I gotcha. So, be sure to set your hearts at Bloodhoof Village, which is the second area. You don't want to do that little trip again. Do what you can at Bloodhoof Village and head for Thunderbluff. If you have a flight path toy, I'm not quite sure when to use it when playing on the Horde side. The exploration experience would be nice, but I'm really unfamiliar with how safe the roads are. It's up to you. Because remember, guys, if you do use that toy, you lose all your exploration XP.
Yep.
The idea in general is to find any non-violent quests. FedEx, which that make me crack up. FedEx, gather up things, etc. Take the Zeppelin or flight path to Orgrimmar and see if there are any quests there. Doing the first five levels is the worst. You really want to train professions. Do Darkmoon Fair as soon as it arrives, assuming you have professions. If you need money to buy professions, sell the Darkmoon Fair boxes. You can also fish up junk, and it is a really fast way to sell the junk that you get out of fishing and some fish. And it will easily pay for all of your professions.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the level requirement for the Children's Week quests. It used to be level 10, and personally, she's never even done them. Horde side, so it's all new to her.
Yeah. So, so just going on that, Darkmoon Fair says Darkmoon Fair fishing does pay well, which is a bonus thing. Let me just go back. There was something big thing. Yeah, definitely. Unequip your weapons. That's the best thing. I think from memory on Passy Leader, who was akin to Chris's pacifist, we were both leveling our passies at the same time. And I had the starter dagger, and I'm pretty sure I had a fish. So the dagger, I only had the one, and it was there if I needed to sap anything. That was it. The fish was there just because. Just because. I think I ended up changing the fish to the bouquet of flowers when that came in, but that was a good thing. The other thing that Fair had mentioned in chat was about don't put your action bars on until you get to a certain spot. So if you're not doing the starting zone, that you're just getting yourself to the point of whether it's Bloodhoof or to Thunderbluff. God, mental moment. You know, certainly you might want to not put anything on your bars until you get somewhere safe. From memory, it's been a little while since I've played a Torren, and I'm going to say that the path down to Bloodhoof should be fairly okay. I've got a feeling there might be a couple of cougars or wolves, but that might be from the path from Bloodhoof to Thunderbluff. I'm pretty sure there's at least one that pats close to the road, so that might be the one that you really need to keep an eye on, and I'm pretty sure it's one of the cougars. So keep an eye on that.
And then that mean horn strider.
Yeah. Yeah. That, like,
because he pats next to the named one.
Yes. Yes, which I can't think of its name.
I think it starts with an M, but I can't remember.
Mancini or something?
Something
like that. Yeah, I can't think of what it is off the top. So again, you know, those are little bits and pieces that might help you to get across to there. I think the other thing, which is the biggest thing that we've got to deal with now, as opposed to, because there's been so many changes over the years with Blizzard, you know, changing stuff in game, is proximity kills, which is the thing that will utterly devastate someone. And I know, Chris, when we were both leveling our toons, and I know from hearing Fair talk, in the many times that she's been on talking about pacifists, that proximity kills, it's stressful. And yes, Fair has been a victim of that. And there's actually one toon in today's state of the challenges that seemed, whether that is the case, but there's been some kills and killing blows that has happened to that toon that I kind of, when I saw it, you know, my whole insides just went, oh damn. So to be very careful when you're around other people. I'm fairly fortunate playing US server. I'm normally playing on off times, which is a bonus. It can be a bit two-folded at times, but when I'm playing a pacifist, it can certainly be good, because you're over here, you know, there's normally not a lot of people around. So if I want to go herbing, I don't need to stress about there's 20 other people around me. So that kind of thing. If I want to go down to Dark Moon Fair, there's normally, you know, there might be a handful of people, as opposed to US prime time, that you might take a toon down there and, you know, there's like 20, 30 people, etc. So, keep those things in mind as well. If you are playing multiple toons, challenge toons in particular, so if you're going to sit down and you go, oh, I need to play my iron, my passy, and my green man, I would highly suggest, and I'm pretty sure both Chris and Fair would possibly agree with me, play your pacifist first.
Yes.
Play your pacifist first, because you go into it, this is how I always did it. I was like, okay, I go into it, I'm starting with the toon I know I'm not going to kill anything on. So I'm utterly focused on the fact of, what do I need to do? I'm making sure I'm doing the quest, that I don't have to kill anything. Doing my dailies, do whatever I need to do. Then I'm finished with what I need to do, log off, jump onto my iron, my blood, whatever it is. Kill, 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 kill. The times when I have jumped on and reversed it, not that I have ever done this, but I did do it on a, I think it was a blood and an iron, that I got confused who was who. So thank God it was not the pacifist, because I probably would have, that would have been it. But the main thing is, you know, if you play the thing that you're not going to kill, then you can jump onto the toons that you've got the ability to kill with, instead of thinking, oh, well, go kill, 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 and now all of a sudden I've got to sit here and be calm and not kill anything. I found for me it worked out better to do pacifist, whatever work I wanted to do on pacifist first, and then jump over to other toons. So strong tip from me to you. And Fair says, yep, I deliberately remind myself this is a pacifist. Exactly. Mrs. Rockgruer says, my alliance pacifists, once they get to level 15, they are based in Chilwin Camp, Eastern Plaguelands, mining and herbing spots. Fantastic. Look, there are so many good spots. Plaguelands, fantastic. If you're going over to Mop, where's our most favourite spot? Where's our most favourite spot? We love Heartlands over there in Mop, and just going round and round and round and round and round. Picking up the herbs.
Bulk, giant carrots. And, you know, really quick to add on to something that Lita said, she did a rogue, and my pacifist is a druid. I had nothing on my bars from the moment I started, except for heals and stealth, and that's it. So I had no weapon because I was a druid, and there was nothing. I don't care what button I hit, it was going to be a heal. Because I did not want the ability, plus my main is a druid, so I was playing exactly the same class as what my main is, and my main's a bear. So I wanted no confusion. Everything, if it was on my bar, it was a heal or a stealth, or it just wasn't there.
And I would say the same. I had the absolute, every time a ding, and they'd be like, have this spell. I'm like, no, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Every single time. So I just had sap, because I was rogue. Sap. Like vanish. Like just the oh shit buttons. The I'm in trouble. I need to get out of here. And anything like that. If I had to run quickly, everything else I did not have on my bars at all. So just go with your bare necessities. Damn, that's a good tune name right there. It's a good one. So just like break it down into your absolute stuff. Don't have anything on your bar. If you're working with hotkeys, I have my oh shit buttons hotkey to my mouse, so that if I had to vanish, if I had to stealth and sap, it was all hotkeyed onto my hotkey buttons, which I use for every single toon. So it doesn't matter if I'm on a challenge toon, it doesn't matter if I'm on a normal toon. If I need to go, hot damn, I've got to do something and get out of this situation, that button is exactly the same on every single toon. So that way, muscle memory, I just got to push that button and I'm out. So I find that's really, really helpful. Now, with, I'm sure you guys have got more stuff in the chat, but let me talk about why we've dropped it now. And it's been, as I said, Blizzard keeps throwing stuff to us. This is coming up. And it's the best we could do is to drop it now. Otherwise, things are going to get too chaotic with stuff that is coming up. So, we have got So there's two things that will help benefit your pacifist in the next couple weeks. So it's a 2-week contest. We've got, starting in a couple of days, is Children's Week. Now, Children's Week has always been a great component for pacifists. I've done it many times on not only challenge tunes, but on normal tunes. A lot of that stuff is great because it's just hand in this quest, go see this, go see that. And none of that stuff is counting as kills, etc. So the problem is, it is starting at the time of this recording. There is no updated guide on Wowhead as to Children's Week. Okay, so I'll give you the link. This is at this stage. Under the world events, they have got the dates and everything for Children's Week. Say, yes, it's coming. It starts on 29th, goes until, you know, Children's Week is normally 1 week. But the guide for it at this stage has not been updated. So we know that world events have been revamped. We know they did that with Noble Garden. There was changes. We also know with Lovers in the Air, there was changes. Was there another one? Just those two?
No, I think those are only two so far.
So far. So, we're fully expecting that there's probably going to be some changes. We don't know, because there's nothing. Like, Children's Week is starting in literally a couple of days' time, and there's no information at this stage. So, I don't know. What I would strongly, strongly suggest is, if you want to look when it goes live, please, please, please do not do this on your challenge tune. Go and suss it all out on one of your normal tunes, on your scout. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to have time to write a update for the website for it, because it drops while I'm at work, and work is just crazy. It's fantastic. Have we won Lotto yet, Chris?
Seriously, my goodness.
Anyone got any numbers, please let both Chris and I know. I don't know if I'm going to have time. By the time I get home, it's late, and I'm normally pretty buggered. Because at the moment we are running a team, we're at 40%, our team. So, and it's been like this for quite some time. So we're just utterly exhausted. So, if not, so please go test it. If there's anything to share, Discord or the forums are probably the two best ways to do it, to let people know, hey, this is what's happened, etc. I might not even get a chance to log into the game to have a look at Children's Week until next weekend. So, you know, but we can certainly, the most up-to-date would be to jump into Discord. Other than that, certainly if you want to post something over on the forums, go for it. You know, if you found anything, if you know, if there's something that's good, big changes, etc., to let everyone know, to be aware. But as I said, as of the time of this recording today, there is no update on Children's Week, on the guide for Children's Week, that they normally put out a guide for all the world events. So tread cautiously, please.
Doubt, scout it out with a normal tune.
Exactly. Exactly, that is Fair's most, one of her most favourite sayings. If in doubt, scout it out. Alright, and the other thing is Dark Moon Fair is also starting in next weekend. So Dark Moon Fair will kind of be like the second week of the contest. And Dark Moon Fair can certainly help to get your little tune started with some gold, etc. So it doesn't start this week. So if you're struggling to get, you know, to level or to get a little bit of gold to go get yourself some training, whichever, there are ways and means. But like Fair said, a really good way is to take up fishing, go fish somewhere, and just fish, and then vendor what you get. Sometimes you might fish up something that you're like, I can put that on the auction house. I made the most money on my pacifist than any other challenge stone by herbing and mining and fishing and just putting pretty much everything on the auction house. So for a pacifist tune, it can be, it can be very profitable. The other thing is also to keep aware of, you don't have to put it on the auction house. Sometimes you're not going to get the money through the auction house, but if you go vendor it, you'll get more money.
Absolutely.
Keep those things in mind. All right. I think we've given... Anyone got any questions about the contest? While we're doing that, do you want to read... we'll talk about our weeks and WoW. Fair did have some stuff down. Do you want to read Fair's thing while I cough?
Oh, I got you. Let's see what Fair did this week. Well, actually, I guess it'd be like the last 2 weeks. Fair spent some time finishing up the trading post by doing the Outland activities during Time Walking Week. Very nice job. Fishing and doing 15 quests. Her Night Elf Druid working tune hit 64. Woman, you are a beast. And her human pacifist rogue is very close to dinging 70. Booyah.
Fantastic. Hang on. Oh, wrong one. Hang on. Okay. Hold on, Fair. Fantastic. That is wonderful. About one block away. So close. So close. Tread carefully. All right. Well, Chris, how was your week? What's your...
Let's see. Well, my past couple weeks, Blunderstorm's done, so I don't have to worry about that mug anymore. Mm-hmm. D surprised me and took my bear, who's actually on Moonguard, and got me ahead of the curve, so nice. I could have the Farrakh mount, which I was utterly obsessed with because I love Shadow Flame. Mm-hmm. The purple is amazing.
Yep.
Did a bunch of, you know, time walking stuff and all that because season 4 started. Mm-hmm. But I am just living for when Pandemonium starts. Mm-hmm. Because this looks so amazing. I am trying to figure out how many normal tunes I can level in 3 months. Because it's like Season of Discovery, but for retail. Yep. I am so excited about Pandemonium that I bring it on. I'm like going to delete a bunch of name or tunes, re-roll them for Pandemonium just so I can keep my names, because then they'll be regular tunes. I'm just...
Yeah.
Let's go.
Again, there is a lot going on, hence why this is probably our best time at the moment to do it. I mean, the best time was the time we got sick. When we actually had this contest down to do, but...
Right?
But there was no way that either of us could pull ourselves out of bed to do a show. It just was not going to happen. So, again, it's been a little bit in the works because we had to reevaluate. We had it stated for very early off this year, and we had to pivot. We went, pivot!
Well, and this is like perfect timing because we'll have to be a little careful when the Dark Heart stuff starts to make sure there's nothing old world. But before Pandemonium, this is absolutely the perfect time, because then it's going to be mass chaos, possibly even in old world. So
yeah,
I think we actually ended up with two perfect weeks to do this.
Yeah. Well, that's our hope. So, you know, a lot of times people, as soon as the patches drop, etc., people are straight back. So it might be enough that people are like, okay, we know the patch is going to drop here, I'll be back at that time. So, and we'll talk about that in a sec. I will say that the most thing that I have done, I did finish Plunderstorm, and oh my god, did I want to tear my freaking eyes out.
You still played it for fun.
Of course. And you know what? And it's, you get to renowned 40 and I'm like, I'm done. That's it. Log out. And then yesterday, part of me, I don't know what I was doing. I was hanging out the washing and part of me's like, maybe I should just jump in for one match but I'm like, I can't, I don't PvP. Even when I try to, I suck. I'm like, no. I'm like, no, later, stop it. You've got too much other things to do.
And just munch people.
I'm not. Last time I PvP'd was Wrath. And I was hugely into, you know, PvP. I was in Battlegrounds, I got I was doing ranks, I was doing full-on PvP in between, after we finished raiding, like, I was hugely into it. Wrath was how many years ago?
Oh, yeah, and 15? How much arthritis have I gained since then, and, oh, I'm with you.
Like, what is Wrath? 15 years ago.
That's insane. No.
I know, because I still think Wrath is... It was only a few years ago. but, yeah, a lot has changed in that time, including how fast I react. And sometimes I just don't give a shit. That I'm like, you want to kill me? Fine. Yeah, it's showing it's fine there. Let me... saying it's unstable on Twitch, but I don't always agree with that, because Discord's normally the one. If Discord goes to unstable, that's the one that I know is where the chance is, and at the moment Discord is showing I'm okay. So
you're back live,
so apologies guys, Aussie internet fantastic. Azzy. Yo. Hi.
Yo!
there's a contest for you, Azzy. Go jump in. Rogue, Stir's making a rogue. Taran. What are you making? Just saying. And I'm sure that whatever you... I think you should make one too. Rogue... I could see... Can't you see Azzy and Stir both as rogue... Tauren rogues? Yeah. You can do it. Come on, Azzy. We know you can. Just throwing out the challenges. If I roll a Tauren, first thing it's doing is leaping off a cliff. Absolutely. Well, you don't have to leap off the cliff. You can just run down the path. There is a road that takes you out of what's the name of the starting zone?
Now I'm going to have to look it up.
I can't think. I can see it.
Camp Narachi.
Thank you. Of course it is Camp Narachi. Yes, there is a road, the path that will take you down. You do not have to jump off the cliff. Yeah, weird. Twitch is still saying I'm unstable, but Discord says everything's fine, so I don't know. Anyway, what was I doing before my internet rudely decided to drop? I can't remember.
Dying in Bee Gees.
It's my husband's alarm. He's working late, so... Yep. Fantastic. Anyway.
This is our life.
Sorry, what was I talking about?
PvP.
PvP. That's exactly right. So I finished Plunderstorm. That was my main thing. That was it. Never again. Never again. But I got through it. So I literally was like, thank God they did the double XP or whatever it was. Because otherwise I'd probably still be doing, I'd still be there. But, that certainly made the last bit of the grind tolerable. Anyway, alright, let's jump over to news. Hang on, where's my little, where did I put it? Cheeseburger sounds good. Absolutely! Go for it, Stir! You got this! alright. So, congratulations to Iron Lux on becoming our 43rd Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. 43 irons, guys. It's amazing. Well done. Not sure what's going on with Fox's tomb, but I'm not counting that until that comes through. So there was something going on, Zaya said. all right. As I said, Children's Week starts April 29th, goes until May 6th. At this point of time with recording, there is no information as to the 2024 event. There's no update, so we don't know if things have been changed. Please go in and check it out, test it with a scout or a regular toon before you subject your pacifist to it, just in case things have changed. Okay? So that would be, that's the big thing. But there is Jump On Wowhead. There is, they normally have the guide there, which I have linked early. Have I still got it? Hang on, let me check. No. Later, what are you doing? Right. So, if you need to go, check on it, it's got the information for last year. So again, please just be aware of that. Now, the other thing is, this contest finishes on May 11th, so we've got 2 weeks. Patch 10.2.7 hits May 7th. Okay? And I did grab, Chris, this was the info you had sent through to me. All the information as to what is coming. I've also got, so this patch increases 5 character slots per account. Hot damn, that's big. Wow.
I'm so excited. I need it too, because I'm holding so many names, I'm out of room.
5. Wow, was not expecting that. That is huge. I still don't know why we can't have more. But anyway, 5 is better than nothing.
Exactly.
There is a new Hunter stable UI. Updated looks, updated functionality. I think I talked about that last show. Go, MRG! She's just starting her passy torrent. Fantastic. Yay! So for Hunters, we know Hunters is a very prominent class for challenge tunes. So that will be exciting to have like a revamped. And I think from memory, the stable, things that you can do within the stable that you don't need to call out your pet and swap your pet, like you can do it from kind of the UI, which I think is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
That would be amazing.
Heritage armor quest chains for trolls and Draenei will be out, which is, does that mean all of them are then done?
Let me think.
Because I'm feeling like we must be nearly towards the end of the heritage armor.
I know we're getting towards the end.
Killer Azzy is born. Go, Azzy. You got this. Fantastic. So trolls and Draenei, which is absolutely fantastic to do. Have you got all of the heritage armors so far, Chris?
I have not gone and gotten the undead, which I could. I haven't gotten the orc one yet, which I could. Actually, I'm missing a Lifeforge Draenei, so that one I need to finish. I have a new Lifeforge Draenei Warlock, because, yeah, why wouldn't I?
I'm
thinking Warlocks Warlock. Now.
Warlock, of course.
But those, I think, are the only ones I'm missing.
Fantastic. MRG says, Passy Tiber is in the house. That's great. I like this spelling too. T-I-B-R. Tiber. That's cute. Fantastic. Good luck, guys. That's wonderful. So the WoW remix, Mists of Pandaria, is scheduled to start May 16, running until August 19. This event involves only new characters created for this event, though at the end the characters will be reverted to regular WoW characters. Rewards include toys, mounts, transmog, etc. So, that's a big thing you're going to be pushing, Chris, with some of your tunes. Oh.
Yeah, so you need 1.5 million of the currency, because there's like no gold that drops in Pandemonium.
Mm-hmm.
You get a different currency called bronze. And you need 1.5 million to get all the mogs, sets, pets, mounts. But they even just said the Tests of Manoroth have been data mined.
Yep.
Which I have been trying for weekly since it was current content, and I have never once seen the tusks drop, ever. So yes, yeah. I am going to grind out 1.5 million of this currency, because oh my goodness, just the mug sets alone blow my mind, and nice. I am such a mug person.
Nice. Yeah, it's just... Paradin. Oh, I vended those shoulders. Mm. I've got a horrible feeling that I may have done the same thing back in the day.
You both have the Headless Horseman mount, so everybody can just know.
Paradin, I didn't really, but I knew it would piss her off. I've got a horrible feeling that I know there was some stage that I've got a feeling I've taken a tune back there to do something. I'm thinking it might have been my hunter. And I've got a horrible feeling that they had dropped and I had to vendor them. You know.
It's like when you go and do Illidan and the war glaives drop and you're not on classic.
You know, they should have all this data over 20 freaking years of everything, every one of my tunes has ever looted.
Like when they first did Transmog. Login.
Bing, bing, you've got this, you've got this, you've got this. This you earned 20 years ago. Have it. You got it. Don't ask for much, really. Come on. Don't ask for a lot, really. So anyway, that'll be exciting for anyone that's going to jump onto that. Thankfully, the contest will be done, so then you don't have to stress about it. Get your contest in, then you can let your tune sit, your passy can sit, do a little bit of, you know, dailies every day, your fishing, your herbing, your whatever you're doing, your cooking. And then you can jump into other things that you want to do, like doing the WoW remix. So have fun with that. Don't forget, Dark Moon Fair will start on May 5th. So it will be the second week of the contest and goes to May 11th. Again, like we said, great time. If you're running low on getting a bag, you can go down and get a 16-slot Dark Moon storage box. You can vendor four of them back to get 2 gold 50 each. So you can start, you know, you can get yourself 10 gold plus a 16-slot bag just to start your, you know, to help you tune off if you've not been able to get many bags. But I will find that, you know, if you're able to do some herbing and mining, and you're able to put stuff on the auction house, always a good way on a pacifist to make a bit of moolah. All right, and what else was there? So, yeah, Warcraft did tweet out about some of the news. So, Darkheart drops May 7th. Season 4 is live now. Remix, Mists of Pandaria is May 16th. I've linked you the news that came out. So, on that scope, let us jump into State of the Challenges. So, I'll take Fez and you can do yours. How's that sound?
That works great.
Okay. And apologies if I butcher anyone's names. I'm very sorry. I do try my best. All right. State of the Challenges. We've got irons. 10 irons this week at number 10. We have got Pringle Pants at level 43. Number 9 is Iron Roy at level 43. 8 is Dorito Pug at level 50. R.I.P. Number 7 is Azzy Iron at level 53. Number 6 is Pod Therapy at level 57, RIP. 5 is Iron Ralph at level 63. 4 is Berenel at level 66. 3 is Swampy at level 66, RIP. 2 is Confox Sang at level 69, and this is Fox's tune. There's been an issue with it, so I'm leaving it at 69 as per the report until Zaya is looking into it and Fox has to do something with the tune. So at the moment it's staying at 69 for this report. And then number 1 was Iron Lux, hitting level 70, becoming our 43rd Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge champion. Alrighty.
Okay, Bloods. We have 6 Bloods this week. We have in 6th place Sid, who is at level 12. In 5th, we have Silverbones, great name, level 13. Number 4, we also have Sid at level 19.
Different realms. I double checked, and you will see in this report there are a couple on the same list with the same names, but they're actually different realms, because I kind of went, oh, there's another one. Oh, they're different realms. So, yeah, so it must be the same person who's utilizing multiple realms, but having same names for same kind of tunes.
That makes sense. And third, we have Ulf Art at level 22. What a name. Number two, we have AzzyBT at level 55. And number one, we have Gertrue at level 65.
Fantastic. Well done, Bloods. Pacifist. Let's have a look. All right. We've already got like a full list. 10 passies. So, number 10. We have got Luke Kothela at level 13. 9 is Jolma at level 14. 8 is Philu at level 16. 7, Peacemon at level 17, red flagged because 5 kills and 5 killing blows. Number 6, Exerino at level 17, RIP. 5, Shonaf at level 27. 4 is Careful at level 37. 3 is Azzy Passy at level 41. 2 is Neutralist at level 44. That's a good name too, isn't it? Oh, it's great.
That one.
And number 1 is Passy Trixie at level 59.
Nice job, everybody. Working Man, we have 7 today, so in 7th. Love the same. Oh, whoa. Level 10, RIP. I guess I won't see that name again. Number 6 is Vimes at level 12. Number 5 is Calamity Jane at level 13. Number 4 is Elsie Betta, level 23. Number 3 is Panda War at level 34. Number 2 is Working Azzy. Azzy has been busy. At level 36. And Fair, as always, super busy. Fair Wina at level 64.
And I think Fair, that is that the one? No, that's not the one that's just off. I know she said there was one that she's got like, a bar. Passy is close, right. Okay, so is close. Stay safe. That's the main thing. All right, greens. Look at this. We have got a full list of greens. And can I just say, only one of them's not Fox. So he's been busy. And again, a lot of these are, he must be playing two different realms. So, different servers. So I had to have a chuckle because I'm like, okay, Fox is back and he's been busy. So at number 10, we've got Warl Fox at level 34. 9 is Andu Fox at 34. 8 is Max Fox at 35. 7 is Greeny Sham at level 38. 6 is War Fox at 51. 5 is Sean Fox at 56. 4 is Warl Fox at level 60. 3 is Sean Fox at level 60. 2 is Con Fox at level 60. And number 1 is Con Fox at level 62. So he's been busy. Very, very busy.
That's insane.
I know, right? All right. Okay. What else we got?
Okay, tins. We have 2 of them. Number 2 is Tin Hunt 2 at level 20. And number 1 this week for tins is Orc War at level 27. We have 2 entries for Iron Teams. We have 2nd is Regulation Team. U.S. level 16. Mm-hmm. And in number 1 spot, we have Iron McDonald, EU, and level 17. And we have no blood teams and no green man teams this week.
Yep. So that's fantastic. We have got two irons, which I don't think I remember either of these, so they must be new, like new, because I don't remember those names being used. But fantastic, so good to see. All right, well done. Hang on, let me do, where's my little... Well done, everyone's been very busy this week, which is fantastic. I'm glad to see the likes of Azzy adding an extra tune to his already busy list, which I'm sure Fair is also. So, have fun. But well done. Commiserations. We did lose quite a few this week. So commiserations to all of you that... had a bit of a rough week, but it's a fresh start. We've got a contest, so you know, go forth, have fun with that. And again, sorry, excuse my throat. And again, it's in honor and tribute of Tiber for the Torren Pacifist contest. So please, go and have some fun with that. If you've never tried a pacifist before, now is a fantastic time to give it a go. And if you need any tips or tricks, please don't forget Discord forums. There is a lot of information around. Like there really is. There is a pacifist fair. The pacifist blog post. I didn't put that in, but you know, there is a lot of information, website, forums, etc., about pacifists and what to do. Always, if in doubt, scout it out on a regular or a scout tune. If you're really not sure, or if no one's been able to give you an answer to a question and you want to try something out, always jump over to another tune and try it out. Make sure to always check your kills before you do a quest, just to make sure that that quest isn't being counted as a kill, because we know. And from memory, I'm going to say I'm sure it was Tiber that had, didn't he discover that the fires counted its quests for, was that Midsummer Fires Festival? I'm going to say, I'm sure that was Tiber had fun. He'd gone and they'd changed it to go, this now counts as a kill and a quest or something like that, Midsummer. And that was a couple of expansions ago that they had changed it. So, yeah. So, again, if in doubt, check it out on a normal tune or a scout tune. Okay. All right. Let's do this one. Hey, it worked. All right. Do you want to do Fair's funny that she sent? I haven't looked at it, so I don't know what she said, but do you want to read that one for me?
Yes, I can do hers, and I can do mine, because okay. I didn't even put mine in chat. Okay, so Fair's funny is adorable. Why are dragons so amazing at making music?
No.
They really know their scales.
That's true. I like
that was
it.
That's cute.
It's very cute.
That's right, Fair. Mine might be old, too. Keeping with the theme of our Taurens, what do you call a Tauren demon hunter? Illidari.
I don't think I've heard that one.
That's Illidari. Cute.
Okay, if anyone wants a tune name, there you've got one.
Invisible and Illidari.
Mm. And bare necessities. Well, you probably have to fit that in somewhere. Okay, so I found two. One has to do, I saw it and I was like, well, it's kind of like my job. So I was like, yeah. And the second one had to do with, I felt relevant for a pacifist. So Number one, what starts with E, ends with E, and has only one letter in it? An envelope.
So appropriate.
I was like, yep. Mind you, that is dwindling ever so much. But parcels, not so much. Parcels is going through the roof. Okay, the other one I had, how much room is needed for fungi to grow? As mushroom as possible. So that was my that was my little like herbing gardening related to a pacifist. I thought that was, you know, a good tie-in. Oh, no, fungi, yes, exactly. All right. Okay, so as he started his tune, Emma, Mrs. Rock Guru started her tune. Have we heard, has Stir started his? He hasn't said, has he? All right. What have we got? So, do we want... where's... So, I don't know. What do we want? Class. Let's have a look. Class... Alright, what have we got? I've got to have, so do we want Rogue? So, you guys can vote. Chris, name me a couple of Torrens. What do we want? Rogue. Let's go Warlock.
Druid.
I can have two more. What do you reckon?
Shaman.
And last one? Hunter?
Paladin?
Oh, Pally. Yeah, let's do Pally. Okay.
Red Bull?
Let's change this to... Alright, I'm going to give you... Start the poll. Alright. Can you guys... I'm giving you a couple minutes. Is it coming out or are we deciding we're not going to work?
Is this for you?
Yes. What am I rolling? Because honestly, I have not even thought about it. As in, like, I'm like, yes, I want to make something, but I don't know what I'm making. So you've got a couple of minutes to, go through and vote what you think. I will be making, regardless, will be female. And you know what? This morning I was having a think about, back in vanilla, I actually had made, I'm not sure if I've told this story, but I had made a male Torrent. It was the one and only time I've ever made a male tune. I can't remember why. I think I just wanted to give it a go. And I made a male Torrent Hunter. And I spent about an hour customizing, like, you know, back in classic, I just wanted specific things. You wanted that one, that was that one, and you had to click through. I want this one, so I've got to go click to get the right thing. And I logged in, started the first quest, and went, nope. Logged out. Delete. Made a female. And I...
Yeah, really?
I couldn't do it. And
I would say half my tunes are male, because I always have these concepts that I do them around, and sometimes the mod just looks better on the males. And, oh my goodness, now I have like half and half.
Yeah. I couldn't do it. I just could not do it. So I logged, I went back and I recreated, took another hour to make the customer as a female. And she's cowbell. She was just a tune that I've got on, I think, one of the old Oceanic servers, I'm pretty sure. But her name was Cowbell. It's one of my tunes that has not got a later name. I don't have many. But yeah, Cowbell is her name. So all right, looking at the poll, we have got Druid. So I had 2 votes for Druid, 1 for Rogue, 1 for Paladin. So Druid wins. Thank you very much. Making a Druid. All right. Druid wins. All right. Now, the next thing I wanted to mention. Hang on. I can't. Good one, Leda. You can't read it. That is fantastic. Gotta love that when I do that. Just bear with me. I've gotta pull this up in. Okay. So I was on YouTube the other week and I noticed that there was some comments. And a lot of times with comments onto the videos that get exported across to from Twitch to YouTube, I wasn't getting any notifications, so I didn't know. And when I went on, there was a couple of comments, and I thought, one, I wanted to let you guys know, and I thought it was appropriate due to today's tribute and the contest to Tiber. So Playmer had posted that don't want to say their real name, but one of the guys had let them know that Tiber had passed. And although he hadn't spoken to him much over the years, because he'd quit WoW in 2012, they said, "I'm heartbroken. He's always one of my fondest memories of my time in WoW, and our old Gil can't quit you." Around the launch of Kata, he was having troubles downloading the expansion at the base due to spotty internet. So I ended up archiving the patch game and splitting it over 6 DVDs for him. Turns out I accidentally left my add-ons folder in there, so his UI was all busted until he figured out how to revert it. Haha. He ended up having a flag flown in my honor on a mission on a helicopter, which I still display, and sent me it. A certificate and a heartwarming letter. "I'm sorry I'm so late to comment, but may he rest well. Thank you for the moving tribute for him. He deserved it." So this was on the video about Tiber. Then there was another comment which said, "I just heard the devastating news about Rob Tiber. I would post a link to me with him at BlizzCon 2018, but YouTube tends to delete links. RIP, my friend." Then someone else had said, "What a wonderful tribute to Tiber." Another one was, "Hey Leda, I haven't had the pleasure to meet you, but I did know Tiber and how wonderful a person he was. Thank you for making such a special tribute to him. You seem like such a kind-hearted individual. I'm happy he had great people like you in his life. He will be missed greatly." Which was very sweet. And the other comment was, "Wow, Leda, what a fabulous tribute to Tiber. So very emotional and heartfelt. Still is. A very fitting and deserving remembrance for the man and gamer. Thank you so much." And that was from Donnie. And Donnie was the one who had reached out. So I haven't heard anything from Donnie as to any other thing about, any other information. I will try and reach out to him again to see, if he's heard anything. But again, we do miss him. So, and we thank him for all of the good times that he's, had with not only playing WoW in the broad sense, but the challenges as well. All right. Anything else that we need to talk about before I wrap up? Do you think so, Chris? Anything?
I think we're golden.
I think we are. If I've missed anything, chat, my apologies. Please pop it in the chat to let me know. But if you can do the last lot of thank yous, please.
Iron Elite, from the bottom of our heart, thank you so much. Your support truly means everything. Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, myself, Lita, Mock, Mr. Nisi, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rakuru, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Hugs, Wynema, Zaya, and Zep.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. As I said, for Tiber, he will be on the honor roll indefinitely. So that's his spot for certain. To the World Challengers team, for all you guys do, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Stir, Zaya. Like, I can't do this without you guys, so thank you very much. To our wonderful Code Wardens for all their little behind things. I'm not sure how Zaya's going without power or if he's got power on. Thank you for all the bits and pieces him and Rudd do behind the scenes. It is greatly appreciated. Thank you, everyone, for hanging out with Chris and I and Fair in a way today. Thank you so much for giving of your time to hang with us today. I will be back on May 11th, which will be the end of the contest. Chris will be back with me? Question mark?
Yes. Yes, okay. I should be back. Yes. We'll make it work.
I hadn't even got that far. It was kind of like, okay, we've got to do the contest now. It was like, we've got to go now.
We should be okay.
Yes. So we will be back. Don't forget, please, at least give yourself, 15, 20 minutes to log out before the contest ends to update. Don't log out at 7 p.m. and expect that things will update. Give yourself time because it can take time with the API for everything to update on your tunes, okay? So allow yourself a bit of grace for when the contest ends, and because what the report we get, that's it. All right, that's what we'll run. All right. So for you, where can we find you besides at work?
At work, Discord, pretty much. Twitter, it's Chris W. Otherwise, Discord.
That's it. And you can find me all over the place, literally. But most easiest thing, if you want, check linktree/LetaWow, LETTAWOW. All the bits and pieces are there. Just a reminder, has it crashed again?
You got
no, it's come back. I just noticed it because I saw Discord go stupid, and then I was like, no, don't like piecing together episodes. Anyway, yeah, if you want to find me, just please remember that through time zones, sleeping, working, that my response might be a little bit slow. But I will get back to you as soon as possible. Okay, wowchallenges.com. There is the website. All the information for the challenges, our socials, all of that is over there. If you've got any photo, any screenshots, any jokes, anything that you want to pass on, please send me an email, podcast@wowchallenges.com. All right. I think that's it. Last thank yous. Do you want to do? Please.
Last bit of thank yous to Mr. Nisi for our intro. Love our intro and love our outro. Execute, thank you so much for our outro.
Exactly. We do appreciate them. We're very lucky to have a lot of talented people behind the scenes. So thank you guys for all that you do. All right. Internet is being very choppy and a bit of a pain. So again, Chris, thank you for being here. Fair, thank you for your thoughts. And I'm sorry that we couldn't have you on because tech issues and all of that. But thank you for all of the information that you've provided pertaining to this. Don't forget, Torin, a.k.a. Tor-ahi, is our tribute contest honoring Tiber pacifist contest. So please go and check out the on the website for all the information. And we will, what did I say, what am I making a druid? Oh god, I didn't write it down. Druid. Need to make a druid. All right. So again, please stay safe. We will be back in 2 weeks on May 11th at 7 p.m. And just stay safe both in and out of game. And we will catch you then. All right. Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2024. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod and Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.